Chris Brandolino is with us. He's from Niwa, and meteorologists say people living in the Upper North Island are likely to get the best views of the Matariki Star Cluster this week. The early morning mid-winter appearance of Matariki heralds the start, of course, of Te Tau Hau Māori. Cloud cover allowing, Matariki comes into view as a small pulsating collection of stars just above the northeastern horizon. This will happen shortly before sunrise. Hey, Chris, tēnā koe. My name's Dale. It's great to have you on the show. Chris, kia ora.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, Chris. Hey, is it up and about yet? When can we see the Matariki Star Cluster? From when, Chris?
Yeah, so look, it's all about a cloud forecast, isn't it? You know, you want to probably be away from the city lights, any light pollution, if possible, to kind of get the full effect, you know, get out in the countryside a little bit and take in Mother Nature. So we need Mother Nature to cooperate and give us a pretty clear sky. So tomorrow morning, Thursday, early in the morning, there'll be some pretty good conditions in central Otago, it looks like. Maybe a bit of high cloud, but not very thick, so that should be okay. Probably a good part of Canterbury. Again, this is for tomorrow, and even the upper South Island. And now for the North Island, it is the upper North Island, over toward Taranaki, potentially, over toward the Manawatu, as well as parts of the Waikato, but certainly over toward Northland and maybe even parts of the Auckland region. And then as we get toward later in the week, say Friday and into Saturday, it looks like conditions Friday morning look pretty good across much of the North Island. So unless you're in Tarafati, Gisborne, or Hawke's Bay, much of the North Island early on Friday morning should find favorable conditions, perhaps not looking as ideal for the South Island on Friday morning. And just to, I guess, extend things out another morning, let's go to, say, Saturday morning. Saturday morning looks overall pretty good, I would say, for maybe the eastern South Island, maybe Northland once again. So it looks like Northland could have a nice run of good mornings, early pre-dawn mornings for the next few mornings in terms of cloud cover.
Well, we're in Tamaki Makaurau. I went up onto One Tree Hill or Maunga Kikia last year. There were guys up there with some sophisticated camera gears who were able to spot it easily. But sadly, Chris Brandolino, I didn't take my glasses, so I was struggling to see it with the with the naked eye, mate. But it's there. And obviously Friday is looming as a pretty good day for Aucklanders. Good chance you might be able to get a glimpse, eh?
I think so. I think that would be a pretty good morning, Friday morning. Saturday, you know, as we go ahead, you know, as you know, if I understand things correctly, Matariki, the star cluster gets a little higher in the sky with time. And so, you know, hopefully that means, you know, higher in the sky, a little easier to see. But we still need Mother Nature to cooperate. And there will be some rain in the forecast. It looks like Monday afternoon, Tuesday potentially. So try to get out there if you can over the next couple of mornings, because things could be a little dicey early next week. And then I think for South Islanders, middle of next week looks pretty good. I think middle of next week, Wednesday and Thursday morning next week, we're getting far ahead. That could be some pretty ideal conditions for a good part of the South Island, whereas things look a little bit more dicey for the North Island. So North Islanders, try to make the most of the next few days through the early weekend. South Islanders, you should have some good weather, good conditions tomorrow morning, but after that it may become slim pickings until about middle part of next week.
Tēnā koe, Chris. Good talking with you, mate. Chris, what's the situation in Tairāwhiti? You're from the Met Service.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's been hammered overnight. We've been talking about evacuations and states of emergency, but there was seemingly a forecast of some respite about this time. Any updates from up the coast?
Yeah, look, here at Niwa, we are monitoring that. We are looking at our river flow modeling, and the river flows in Tarafati, Gisborne, and Hawke's Bay are forecast to remain extremely high. So that tells us that, you know, people have to obviously listen to civil defense and emergency management if there is advice to evacuate or to take action. So that's something I want to make clear. In terms of rainfall, we've had some very heavy rainfall over the past, I would say, 36 hours. There are multiple places north of Gisborne proper in Tarafati that have had 200 millimeters or more in the past day, maybe 30 hours, a little more than a day. And to put that in perspective, getting 200 millimeters, 250 millimeters in about 30 hours, that's the amount of rain that would normally fall in a month. In fact, that's probably about double of what would fall in the month of June. So when you're getting a month's worth of rain or even double a month's worth of rain, and you're kind of squeezing that in, you know, into a day or a day and a half, you can understand why we're having the problems that we're having. A bit of good news for Tarafati Gisborne, if there's time to chat about it, is that the rain, unfortunately, will continue, but at least the rain intensity, that should start coming down today and especially this evening. So that is some good news, is that while the rain may still be in the forecast, probably won't rain as hard, may have to wait a little bit longer, but that rain intensity should ease. Now, what's good news for some folks, probably going to be bad news for others. So we go farther west and south toward Hawke's Bay, especially interior Hawke's Bay, north of Wairoa. There's likely to be some pretty heavy rain there over the next, say, 24 hours, 18 to 24 hours. And that's where the heaviest rain is likely to be, say, between now and this time tomorrow. So we're still going to be dealing with a lot of heavy rain in that region overall. But I think the focus of where the heaviest rain will fall is likely going to shift a little bit to the west and south of Tarafati. We're likely still going to see some pretty gusty wind across that area. And wind is a problem with wet ground. If you've done any gardening or any weeding, you pull the weeds up, they come up a lot easier, don't they, when the ground is wet? And unfortunately, that same principle applies with telephone poles and power lines and trees. So there could be more impacts in terms of gusty wind causing some damage. Thankfully, the wind should gradually ease over the next 24 hours, but still remain kind of blustery. And there's big waves, too. We've seen reports of coastal inundations, parts of that region. The waves are still going to be pretty powerful and pretty big through today. We got to watch the high tide. We're actually just ended a high tide cycle now, so the tide will be easing, but there's another high tide, of course, coming 12 hours later, so we'll have to watch that, too, later on this evening. Overall, things should start improving. I think tomorrow we'll start to see more noticeable improvement, and particularly on Friday. So still got a bit to go till we get through the worst of it, but you definitely want to pay attention to your civil defense and emergency management, and if they ask you to take some action, you really want to listen to that.
Hey, thanks very much for the heads up, Chris. And obviously for the kōrero about the potential to site the Matariki cluster, our thoughts with everyone who's battling heavy weather in Tairawhiti and across Heretanga into Wairoa. Chris Brandolino with us from Niwa. Thank you, Chris.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Kia ora.